It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
Bring me 4 fried chickens and a Coke.
And some dry white toast, please.
Don't you blaspheme in here! Don't you blaspheme in here! Don't you blaspheme in here! Don't you blaspheme in here!
That's for Benedict.
Sometimes I know when you're going to like a tape when I pull it, Mike.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show on Argument Wednesday. We're kind of creating this as we go along, and I made this determination that on Argument Wednesday, when you call in with your topic, we will be able to concede if we choose to, and that, of course, would make the caller an instant winner.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Wow. That protects us all, don't you know?
It does. I'm with you.
I would like to thank Barbecues Galore for our big Friday barbecue right out in front of the radio station.
Great people those are.
Robbie, what have they donated for us?
They have donated to us 4 grills, tools, and charcoal, and you know what I was just thinking about? If you go to Barbecues Galore, Turbo Classic 3 and 4 burner gas grills on sale for $250 and $300 off each one respectively. How about that?
I'm going this weekend.
Rob Spiewak, mega whore.
Wow.
That's cool. We're excited about that. If you
just
tuned in, we are doing the Welcome Back to Fairfax Super Deluxe Big Barbecue or Picnic.
Pick-a-nick.
We're going to have a picky-nick, and we're going to have that on Friday's show, and that'll be going on all day long. Also, Judah Friedlander from 30 Rock.
Yes.
He will be joining us, and I hope he's into Barbecue Friday.
I think he looks like a meat eater, a carnivore.
I believe that he's put away a few dogs.
Yeah. Is there anyone on TV that does a better job of looking just gross?
Unkempt.
Yeah.
He's the guy.
I'm kind of looking forward to having this guy on the show. He's been in a lot of different movies like Meet the Parents, mm-hmm. and 30 Rock is a very hot show, so we'll have him on Friday, and we'll be cooking barbecue, and I'd like to log some time at each Weber. I know all of us would. We'd like to be out there and
Weber.
A Weber grill?
Yes.
That was the original pronunciation.
All right. Your new nickname, Nazi Rob on the show.
The People's Grill.
Why has it become Nazi? Just because I'm saying it, right?
I don't care. All right. Are you ready for Argument Wednesday, gentlemen?
I am.
Yeah.
All right. If you just tuned in, we have a lot of people that are waiting on the line. This is how it works. Argument Wednesday, you call the show at 877-365-3636. You pick the person you want to argue with. And then you state your opinion or your topic.
Right.
And then it's our job to argue with you. Are you ready?
Go.
Gentlemen?
Go.
Yes. Ready.
Let's go to Heather. Heather in Southern Maryland. Heather, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome to Argument Wednesday.
Well, thank you. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, Heather. Heather, first of all, I have to ask you, who are you choosing to argue with today?
I'm going to go with Buzz, since it's the first time. I figure he should do it.
Okay.
Wow.
Buzz was really looking forward to being the first one.
No, I wasn't.
Buzz is the opponent.
All right, Heather, you are choosing Buzz. If he does not concede, what is your topic to argue with Buzz about?
Something very close to home to me, breed restrictions, especially for dogs.
Breed restrictions for dogs. Oh, I know all about that. What side are you taking, Heather?
Heather?
They're bad.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Rob, can we put
they're
a 60-second mark on the clock?
I can follow for 60
and
seconds,
And, of course,
sure.
When it's time, even if you're arguing, Rob, you're going to have to call time.
Okay, better than a buzzer?
Yes, better than a buzzer.
I'm ready. It'll start as soon as the argument begins.
All right, Heather, state your opinion on breed-restricting dogs.
Please.
I believe it's very unfair. The statistics show that chihuahuas and small dogs have the number one most bites of kids and adults. To specifically restrict pit bulls, German shepherds, breeds of that type, simply because they have the opinion. I know, it's horrible, isn't it?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I can't get an apartment because my dog looks like a pit bull.
I'm with you. Buzz doesn't really care.
That's discrimination.
That is.
It is discrimination.
How do you look?
What? Now, hold on. This is Buzz's time. This is Buzz's time.
Stop the clock.
You can't help it.
And my God, Heather, you've given a monologue. You've left no time for Buzz Burbank. Buzz, I know you don't agree.
No, I don't agree, Heather, because as you know, I love the children, and I worry about what happens to kids who get bitten by improperly crossbred dogs.
That's a bunch of bull.
So I'm very much in favor of breed restrictions on dogs so children don't get bitten. I win.
No, I don't think you win, because if chihuahuas bite more, then chihuahuas should be restricted as well. Why do they specify the larger breeds, such as German Shepherds, Pit Bulls? Why
Time!
Not?
Oh, right. It's up to the judges now.
Oh, man, this is difficult. This is very difficult.
Not for me.
Not for me either, really.
I know who I think won.
All right, I'm going to go first. I think that I didn't like Heather's monologue. She didn't give Buzz any time, but Buzz's point was well taken. I side with Mr. Burbank.
I thought Buzz was much more passionate. She tended to be all over the place. Mm-hmm. I will go with Buzz.
Hat trick. I thought Buzz was more believable.
Wow. Terribly sorry there, Heather. You did not win, but call back next Argument Wednesday, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Let's go to a BJ. Always love that name.
Yeah, let's.
BJ in Woodbridge, Virginia. BJ, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Who will you be arguing with today?
Tony.
Tony. Good. Okay.
All right. Hey, BJ.
They're picking them all off, aren't they? Sorry. What will be the subject of your argument today, BJ?
The Redskins are going to go 11. They're going to win 11 and win the Super Bowl next year.
He is siding on the side of the Redskins, Tony. I should remind you that you are able to concede if you want to maintain your ratings at Channel 5, or if you want to be brave, you can take the opposing view.
Mike, I will be brave.
All right, very good.
Take BJ on.
60 seconds on the clock. Go, BJ.
Okay, we have the best offense on paper. Again, even though it doesn't matter much, and our defense is just going to blow the teams out.
I'd like to congratulate Tony Perkins on his first victory on Argument Wednesday. Thank you very much. We appreciate the call. Let's move it right along.
That's
here.
That's how we play. Well, Argument Wednesday.
Argument Wednesday.
Let's go to Gordon from Alexandria. Gordon, who will you be arguing with today?
I will be arguing with Tony.
Tony, another one for Tony.
Mr. Popular.
Perhaps a more worthy opponent. What will the subject be today, Gordon?
Today, the subject matter will be Holly Morris.
No.
Oh, dear.
No. Well, you know what? I'll tell you. Do you concede?
I have to concede.
He concedes.
Yeah. Oh, that's a winner.
A winner.
A listener
winner.
Good job.
What
good
does
job.
He win, Mike? Congratulations, Gordon, because of your subject, you didn't even have to go into the octagon. You have won a certificate for a Jiffy Lube Signature Service oil change to help improve your car's fuel efficiency. For locations, visit JiffyLube.com. I want to put you on hold, okay, Gordon?
Thank you very much.
Congratulations. Now, once people realize that that's the way you do it, it's kind of tricky. I hope they don't all do that. Let's go to Nate in Wichita. Nate, who will you be arguing with today?
Name your opponent.
Nate.
Hey, Buzz.
Hey.
Are you going to argue with Buzz?
Okay, right. Buzz. Another battle. Rob, we haven't been
Buzz.
You know why? Because we're feared. That's why.
What's the subject, Buzz? Nate?
Yes, sir.
Buzz, you need to stop getting high, man.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Buzz needs to stop getting high. Go.
Okay, Buzz, getting high is against the law, and if you fight the law in that aspect, the law will win, therefore I win. Go. Mm.
Go.
The law is wrong, and too many people are being imprisoned for something that isn't really a crime, even though it's on the books.
What? I'm just having fun. Go ahead, Nate. Your counterpoint.
But that's your opinion. But the law is a reason for a reason. So, go.
There were laws that discriminated against black people, but those laws were wrong too, and eventually we got rid of them.
Not at the time.
But that didn't make it right at the time.
What?
Well, the fact of the matter is.
Oh yeah.
You know,
I'm terribly sorry, Nate. We're going to let you go. You got to go with Burbank on that
absolutely.
One.
You know,
I mean, Nate, he was strong at the beginning. I liked the subject, and then all of a sudden he just he lost his train of thought.
Yeah, he did.
He didn't follow the rules of order either.
I think he was high,
and he was trying to take over.
Let's go to JP in Rockville. JP, you are on Argument Wednesday on the Mike O'Mara Show. Who are you picking today?
I'm going to go with Rob.
Rob.
Oh, dear.
Rob.
All right, what is your topic?
Hitler was good.
You're going to argue that Hitler was good?
Yes.
Okie doke.
All righty, 60 seconds on the clock. Hitler was good. Be ready on the delay, please. This is dangerous. Please, JP, remind yourself this is a family program. And go.
Nice hair.
What did he say? What?
Nice hair.
Nice hair.
All right, Rob, he said nice hair.
All right, I don't think Hitler's hair was all that nice. I think it was oily and it was dark. Also, his mustache, it was comical. I don't think he was a good-looking man at all. Where else do you want to go with this?
Comical, but in a good way.
Comical in a good way? No, I don't think so.
Mein Kampf was pretty good.
It was a bestseller, sure.
It was pretty good.
But let me tell you about another book. There's another book out there, and it's called The Bible, and that's a better book.
Wow.
And that's sold even more copies.
He also knew when to get off the stage.
He knew when to get off the stage? Actually, he didn't. He was sort of told when to get off the stage, and he headed to the bunker, and everything else was sort of done for him. He sort of stuck around too long. Do you think he was good in the beginning? I don't. I think he was bad through and through, and I can state many cases that support that viewpoint.
Does it matter if Rob's lying?
Time.
All right, I am sorry. Let's vote right now. I think that Rob waxed him.
Absolutely. No question.
And can I just say it brought a tear to my eye. And Rob, you were magnificent.
Yeah. Thank you.
You really were.
A great debater can really go both sides.
That's right.
might have brought a tear to Rob's eye, too. Let's go to
Mike in
Fairfax. Mike, who will you be arguing with? I'm waiting for my first really good brouhaha here. It's a little too lighthearted. Yes, Mike, who will you be arguing with?
Buzz.
Oh, they're trying to wear me down, Mike.
I'm waiting for just one person.
All right.
What's the subject going to be, Mike?
That a tree, when no one is around, actually does not make a sound.
All right, go ahead. 60 seconds on the clock. That a tree, when no one is around, actually does make a sound.
Does or does not?
Does make a sound. Is that your point of view, Mike?
My point of view is that by natural science, is that when something heavy hits the ground, it will make a sound no matter how light or how hard it hits.
When it's cut down.
I concede.
Why do you concede?
Well, because he's right.
Oh, that's not the way you play. That's not the way you play, Buzz.
I have two or three victories under my belt. I could afford that one.
Congratulations, Mike. Wow. Wimpy Buzz has conceded. You have won a certificate for a Jiffy Lube oil change, okay?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, that sucks.
Do you want me to take him on?
No, we're going to go to the next caller. Eric in Maryland. Eric, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show, Argument Wednesday. Who are you arguing with today?
I'm arguing with TP.
All right.
Tony Perkins. Good. All right. What's your topic going to be?
I'm not trying to stir up anything, but what did you mean by saying Ryan Seacrest was white bread?
Okay.
Okay.
This might be a legitimate argument.
I think so.
I guess he's posing you a question. Start the argument 60 seconds on the clock.
I'm ready.
I start it?
Yeah, no, you start because he posed a question.
Okay, what I meant is Ryan Seacrest is about as plain as anyone can be. There's no great personality there. He is good at what he does if all he does is, read cards. Do you have gas, sir?
What if Ryan Seacrest called you black bread?
Oh, wow.
So you're missing the point. Wait, hold on. White bread is not a racial expression. It's just talking about plain Wonder Bread, mayonnaise-y, just.
That's what I want to know. Is it white bread meaning white?
No.
Bread, or was he white?
No. In fact,
was he bred from white people?
No. You know what? Let me tell you this. Byron Allen, you remember him?
Yes.
He's white bread.
Thank you very much. He is out of there.
Yes, all right. Time.
That was a triple to right field. Congratulations.
Thank you. And a reminder to our contestants, it's not questions, it's arguments.
Yeah.
It's arguments.
Yeah, that was tough on Tony, but he did a great job.
It was an argumentative question.
Mm-hmm. Which I kind of enjoyed. Let's go to Greg in Woodbridge. Greg, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show, Argument Wednesday. Who will you be arguing with?
I want to take on the master debater, Mike O'Mara.
Hey.
Thank you. I'd like to point out YMCA Youth and Government, way back in the 1970s, I was voted best debater.
Mm.
Really?
Please keep your pleasuring jokes to yourself.
Okay.
All right. Greg, what will your topic be today?
I think I should be able to go to Atlantic City and leave the wife at home for a weekend.
Okay, let's start. 60 seconds on the clock.
Ready when the argument
begins. I'm ready for your opening salvo. Go ahead. You start, Greg.
Well, most of the time I spend the time with the wife doing all the stuff around the house, and I work hard during the week. I think I should be able to, go take off, bring a couple cigars, hang out in the casino, play a little blackjack.
Greg, let me tell you what I think about gambling and what I think about going to casinos. I think it's wrong. I think it's totally wrong. I've never been in favor of gambling. I think gambling is one of the great sins in American life. And I really think that all fathers and husbands should spend as much time with their family as they possibly can. I believe in the institution of marriage, and the institution of marriage can be torn down at its very foundation if you are going to spend all of your time sitting in a casino just spending the family's money so that your children cannot go to college.
Well, can I have some of the $1 million that you won at the Connecticut one last year?
That's not fair. I've changed my ways. I've changed my ways. Are you still there, Greg?
And I'll share a cigar with you.
Okay, Greg, stay on hold. I'm going to give Greg the certificate to Jiffy Lube since he brought me up personally.
Although you were passionate and articulate.
I think you were great.
God bless all of you.
A lot of BS.
Got time for a couple of more arguments. You ready, gentlemen? Here we go. Let's go to Curtis in Northern California. Always a dangerous call from Sacramento. Curtis, who will you be arguing with today?
I would like to argue with the audio icon, Mike.
All right, audio icon. Very good. All right, I'm ready. What is your topic going to be, Curtis?
I hate casual Fridays.
You hate casual Fridays? All right, that is the topic. 60 seconds on the clock.
Ready when the argument begins?
And I'm ready for this one. I really am. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Curtis.
Casual Fridays suck because the hot chicks don't dress casual enough. The fat, ugly chicks dress too casual, and it's a total letdown when it comes Friday when you're expecting to see something good, and you walk in and you see a Roseanne Barr lookalike wearing spandex, a half shirt, and a pair of thongs.
All right, so you hate casual Friday.
Yes.
I love casual Friday. Let me tell you something. People in America work very, very hard in this country. Each and every day they come to work, they toil, especially if you're dealing with one of those big Wall Street firms or anywhere where you have to wear the suit and tie. This is good for employee morale. Let me point out to you, young Curtis, the fact of the matter is this country sits in the middle of a recession, right on the verge of a depression. And I think casual Friday is a small thing to offer for employees across the country who simply want to relax on their Friday and get their weekend started and put themselves in a good frame of mind. What say you?
So you're okay sitting next to Oprah wearing a wife beater, cut-off shorts, and slippers?
Let me tell you something. I sit next to Oprah's every day of my life. Every day I sit next to Oprah's, and they deserve to have casual Friday.
Time!
You know what? Well, all right, well, gentlemen, I don't know.
You're the clear winner.
The guy had a pretty good argument, mm-hmm. although kind of off. It's not the point of casual Friday to be looking at women. But, Mike, you were passionate, very strong, made good points. Mike O'Mara.
Right. Mike O'Mara, absolutely.
I didn't get to say my signature line during Argument Wednesday, mm-hmm. which is stolen from a famous movie. I will not sit here and let you insult the United States of America. Sorry about Gordon.
Bank that one.
I'm right. So glad that you support Casual Friday, Mike. Maybe someday we can have a casual day around here where we don't have to get dressed up.
I was shocked at your, you know, suits and ties.
Thank you.
That's new.
All right, I want to thank everybody for all the calls on Argument Wednesday. And, Tony, I know you got to get up at the crack of dawn tomorrow,
so you have
to leave us at this point. I urge you bringing the spirit of these arguments into the newsroom with you tomorrow on the show.
I will do that. In fact, I will pick fights with my coworkers
tomorrow
morning.
Yeah, pick a fight
morning.
With Julie
Good.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, that happens every day.
Yeah, I've never seen that before.
And, Tony, I should point out to you that, you know, if you choose to plug this show, that we are all now working on bonuses.
I will do that. Speaking of plugs, I have to do this. I promise my bosses.
Go right ahead.
Fox 5 Morning News will be on the air tomorrow morning at 4:30.
Wow.
Covering every aspect of the Pope, I guess including his getting up in the morning. So,
and that'll all be in color, right?
It will be in color. We're now in color. We started last week broadcasting in color.
A nice round of applause for Tony Perkins from
great.
Fox 5.
I love it.
Thanks for coming on the
love
show.
You guys.
We will be back with our news guy, a full hour of Buzz Burbank, coming up on The Mike O'Mara Show.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.